"Pathetic Weasley," said Snape after a while. "Here, let me show you." He turned his wand on Harry so fast that Harry reacted instinctively. All thought of nonverbal spells forgotten, he yelled, "Protego!" His shield charm was so strong, Snape was knocked off balance and hit a desk. The whole class had looked around and now watched as Snape righted himself, scowling. "Do you remember me telling you we are practicing non-verbal spells, Potter?" "Yes," said Harry stiffly. "Yes, sir." "There's no need to call me sir, Professor." The words had escaped him before he knew what he was saying. Several people gasped, including Hermione. Behind Snape, however, Ron, Dean, and Seamus grinned appreciatively. "Detention! Saturday night, my office," said Snape. "I do not take cheek from anyone, Potter, not even the Chosen One."
"That was brilliant, Harry,"
chortled Ron once they were safely on their way to break a short while later.
"You really shouldn't have said it," said Hermione, frowning at Ron. "What made you?"
"He tried to jinx me, in case you didn't notice," fumed Harry. "I had enough of that during those occlumency lessons. Why doesn't he use another guinea pig for a change? What's Dumbledore playing at anyway, letting him teach defense? Did you hear him talking about the dark arts? He loves them. All that unfixed, indestructible stuff."
"Well," said Hermione, "I thought he sounded a bit like you."
"Like me?"
"Yes, when you were telling us what it's like to face Voldemort. You said it wasn't just memorizing a bunch of spells. You said it was just you and your brains and your guts. Well, wasn't that what Snape was saying, that it really comes down to being brave and quick-thinking?"
Harry was so disarmed that she had thought his words as well worth memorizing as the standard book of spells that he did not argue.
"Harry! Hey, Harry!"
Harry looked around. Jack Sloper, one of the beaters on last year's Gryffindor Quidditch team, was hurrying toward him, holding a roll of parchment.
"For you?" panted Sloper. "Listen, I heard you're the new captain. When are you holding trials?"
"I'm not sure yet," said Harry, thinking privately that Sloper would be very lucky to get back on the team. "I'll let you know."
"Oh, right. I was hoping it'd be this weekend."
But Harry was not listening. He had just recognized the thin, slanting writing on the parchment. Leaving Sloper in mid-sentence, he hurried away with Ron and Hermione, unrolling the parchment as he went.
"Dear Harry, I would like to start our private lessons this Saturday. Kindly come along to my office at 8 p.m. I hope you are enjoying your first day back at school. Yours sincerely, Albus Dumbledore. P.S. I enjoy acid pops."
"He enjoys acid pops," said Ron, who had read the message over Harry's shoulder and was looking perplexed.
"It's the password to get past the gargoyle outside his study," said Harry in a low voice.
"Ha! Snape's not going to be pleased. I won't be able to do his detention."
He, Ron, and Hermione spent the whole of break speculating on what Dumbledore would teach Harry. Ron thought it most likely to be spectacular jinxes and hexes of the type the Death Eaters would not know. Hermione said such things were illegal and thought it much more likely that Dumbledore wanted to teach Harry advanced defensive magic. After break, she went off to Arithmancy while Harry and Ron returned to the common room, where they grudgingly started Snape's homework. This turned out to be so complex that they still had not finished when Hermione joined them for their after-lunch free period, though she considerably speeded up the process. They had only just finished when the bell rang for the afternoon's double potions, and they beat the familiar path down to the dungeon classroom that had, for so long, been Snape's. When they arrived in the corridor, they saw that there were only a dozen people progressing to NEWT level. Crabbe and Goyle had evidently failed to achieve the required OWL grade, but four Slytherins had made it through, including Malfoy. Four Ravenclaws were there, and one Hufflepuff, Ernie McMillan, whom Harry liked, despite his rather pompous manner.
"Harry!" Ernie said portentously, holding out his hand as Harry approached. didn't get a chance to speak in defense against the Dark Arts this morning. Good lesson, I thought. But shield charms are old hat, of course, for us old DA lags. And how are you, Ron, Hermione?
Before they could say more than, fine, the dungeon door opened and Slughorn's belly preceded him out of the door. As they filed into the room, his great walrus moustache curved above his beaming mouth, and he greeted Harry and Zabini with particular enthusiasm. The dungeon was, most unusually, already full of vapours and odd smells. Harry, Ron and Hermione sniffed interestedly as they passed large, bubbling cauldrons. The four Slytherins took a table together, as did the four Ravenclaws. This left Harry, Ron and Hermione to share a table with Ernie. They chose the one nearest the gold-coloured cauldron that was emitting one of the most seductive scents Harry had ever inhaled. Somehow, it reminded him simultaneously of treacle tart, the woody smell of a broomstick handle, and something flowery he thought he might have smelled at the burrow. He found that he was breathing very slowly and deeply, and that the potion's fumes seemed to be filling him up like drink. A great contentment stole over him. He grinned across at Ron, who grinned back lazily.
Now then, said Slughorn, whose massive outline was quivering through the many shimmering vapours. Scales out, everyone, and potion kits, and don't forget your copies of Advanced Potion Making.
Sir, said Harry, raising his hand.
Harry, my boy?
I haven't got a book or scales or anything, nor has Ron. We didn't realise we'd be able to do the NEWT, you see.
Ah, yes, Professor McGonagall did mention. Not to worry, my dear boy, not to worry at all. You can use ingredients from the store cupboard today, and I'm sure we can lend you some scales. And we've got a small stock of old books here. They'll do until you can write to Flourish and Blotts.
Slughorn strode over to a corner cupboard, and after a moment's foraging, emerged with two very battered-looking copies of Advanced Potion Making by Libatius Borage, which he gave to Harry and Ron, along with two sets of tarnished scales.
Now then, said Slughorn, returning to the front of the class and inflating his already bulging chest so that the buttons on his waistcoat threatened to burst off. I've prepared a few potions for you to have a look at, just out of interest, you know. These are the kind of thing you ought to be able to make after completing your NEWTs. You ought to have heard of them, even if you haven't made them yet. Anyone tell me what this one is?